for coming.
My pleasure. It was rather short notice.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I apologize for that. I just wanted to deal with a few issues I've been having with your recordings.
Yes, I read your email. It was fake.
Is it okay if I record this?
If you must.
Oh, it's just for my records. I can be pretty forgetful.
You should see someone about that. Or you could take Ginkgo. I hear that's popular.
Oh, right. I don't think you're the first person to tell me that. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Buddy, what's the issue with my recordings?
Don't get me wrong. I really like them. And they've done pretty okay on the website. A vore-centric female mink is pretty hot, honestly. Lots of horny furries out there who get turned on by stuff like that.
Well, get to the point. I don't exactly have all day.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to waste your time.
You're not wasting it. Yet. Honestly, I wouldn't take direction from a rat at all if I didn't think it was worth the effort.
I'm a rat?
Of course you're a rat. What else would you be?
Sorry, Bev. I've always been a little confused about my identity.
You should definitely see someone. That person, however, is not me. You can't even afford to pay me for what I already do for you. And believe me, I charge a much higher rate for, I don't know why I don't think I'm a rat therapy. How about you just go ahead and get to why I'm here right now?
Right. So everything is almost perfect. It's hot, it's sexy, it's borderline terrifying.
Yes, that's what I do.
Yes. Only, a few people, and me think that your voice is,
What? What about my voice?
Well, the thing is, sometimes, when the pitch gets just right, it kind of sounds like...
Sounds like what? Spit it out, tip it. Before I pull it out.
Some people think you sound like a guy.
I beg your pardon?
Only sometimes. Not all the time. I thought maybe we could work together on improving it. Maybe. I guess. Beverly?
Are you trying to tell me that you had me take time away from my job because you think I sound like a man?
Not if that pisses you off.
You do realize I'm a senior vice president at the company I work for, don't you? I had to fight and claw my way into that position to be taken seriously as a woman. That wasn't easy, looking the way I do. Not to complain about the burden of good looks or diminish any of my sisters out there listening. You are all women, despite what some asshole might tell you. But it does lead people to think that you've slept your way to the top rather than making your way there through your own vicious, cutthroat methods, like I have. I've had to do a lot over the years to prove I'm as capable, without a single doubt, mind you, as any of my masculine counterparts. Now you're telling me I don't sound girly enough for you?
Beverly, it's not like that. You're obviously female and very feminine. I've always been super attracted to you despite mostly being gay as fuck.
Buddy, stop talking.
Okay.
I don't need validation from some mostly gay rat 2 steps from living in a dumpster with the fashion sense of a bowling alley. I'm sure even without those ugly dollar store glasses on your stupid face, you'd decide I was Botticelli's Venus in a skirt suit at 20 paces. You should count yourself fucking lucky I deigned to grace this program of yours with my voice, and I don't give a damn if your listeners take their hands off their crotches long enough to doubt the validity of my gender. I can't believe that you brought me to this dump for this.
Well, I mean, the voice is fine. We'll just keep it as it is.
Tippett, I do not give one of your farts what you think of my voice. You'll take what I give you, or this partnership will come to an abrupt and sticky end. What I do care about is that you have wasted my valuable time. And since we both know you're as broke as a Monday night whore, I'm going to take it out of you in trade.
Trade?
Yes. All right. I've decided. You're going to go wash first, though. Scrub, in fact. Your tail. It's filthy, and I refuse to eat it in that state, much less get my mouth close enough to bite it off.
You're gonna eat my tail?
Yes, I'm going to eat your fucking tail. After my personal chef prepares it and serves it on something more appetizing than your fat ass.
Beverly, I'm really sorry.
Really? Prove it.
But
feel lucky I'm just asking for your tail. I could be eating your jerking offhand. And then, what would you have to keep you company at night? You want more wank material from me? Go scrub your tail clean and get back here. Quickly.
Okay, I'll be right back.
And buddy?
Yes?
If you even think about running, I promise you it will be much, much worse. There are things far more precious I can take from you, and in a far less civil way. That's all.
Hi, Bev.
Dale, my most favorite and delicious mousy personal chef. So good to hear your voice.
What can I do for you, darling?
Cook for me. Anthro rat tail stew. I'll provide the tail.
Oh my, that may be a challenge. I hope it's extra clean.
It will be shortly, or there will be hell to pay. He's cleaning it now.
I think I know just the one. Will you have it by tonight, darling?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll get everything else prepared and chop it up once it gets here.
That's my boy. You're a joy as always, Dale. See you tonight.
Oh, you devilish flatterer. Bye.
Cleaned it? Good. Now turn around, bend over, and take a deep breath.
Oh,
wait. I almost forgot to turn your recorder off.
Beverly, I really,